At just 4 years old, Jamil had already experienced war. His 16-year-old cousin had lived through four of them. They didn't survive a visit to their grandfather's grave. Five children were killed in this cemetery in Jabalia refugee camp on Sunday, all but one of them from the same family.
This cemetery the Israelis hit is like a park for our children. In our religion, we consider it as our final resting place. There's no security for our children. I ask the international community to pressure Israel to stop killing our children.
This witness says he saw the explosion as the boys sat around the gravesite.
Just a few seconds after they passed me, I heard the sound of an armed drone hit the children. It was quiet. There was nothing going on in the cemetery. It was safe. I looked up and found the children dead.
The previous day, four children in the camp were killed, some as they went to buy treats from a market. Barely an adult and an only child, Khalil Abu Hamada was hoping to marry soon and give his parents grandchildren.
We could all be martyrs. Almost every year we have war and massacres. When Khalil was born, I had a feeling he wouldn't live long, but I never expected he would die this way.
Witnesses say the damage to these cars and the force of the explosion are consistent with Israeli airstrikes over the years.
The Israeli military says 200 of the rockets fired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad misfired, and some civilians were killed. It says the incident at Jabalia Cemetery is still being investigated. But the first incident, which killed four children, was the result of an errant rocket fired by the armed group.
No one here believes that.
It's not true. I saw with my own eyes the Israeli rocket from the roof of my home. The Israelis massacred my son. There is no doubt the Palestinian groups are not responsible.
The Jabalia refugee camp lost nine boys in this latest round of violence with Israel. During their short lives, they experienced the terror and loss of war after war, with no chance of a peaceful childhood. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, Gaza.